Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's Ben. Ben's got a take that I've heard a lot today about one of the broadcasters for the NFL. What do you got, Ben?
Yes, I think Tony Romo does suck.
There you go.
And I think for a long time, people thought the worst possible wild card thing in his life would have been that botch snap.
Yeah.
Until yesterday. Yesterday was I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but was an absolute abomination.
Wow.
Did you hear him go on, like, when they were pushing Josh Allen towards the goal line? He's like, "Don't touch my baby. Don't touch my baby." I mean, that was embarrassing. Like, I not only would rather have Mark Sanchez replace him, wow, I'd rather have the guy who stabbed Mark Sanchez replace him. That's how bad I think
my
he
Lord.
Was.
Wow. So tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, Ben. Ben's a Tony Romo fan.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, I didn't like him before he took Mark Sanchez or before yesterday.
Well, it's very clear.
I mean, for someone who's making $100 million to grunt and make laughing sounds like the chimp. That's just insufferable.
So, and like, you just, so we have this all together, you called him a chimp. You hope he gets stabbed, and you just don't like the guy. Look, I think I'm not, it's a weird thing. I do not think Tony Romo has gotten better.
No.
I do not think Tony Romo is the easiest listen compared to other guys who are really great at it now. I thought it was awkward that it sounded like he was having conversations with himself at times during the game, and sometimes under his breath even, which is distracting to the audience. And I think what started out as, this guy's going to be the greatest analyst of all time because he was pre-predicting plays and was like always right. He doesn't even try that much anymore.
I think he's been discouraged from doing it for some reason.
Why would you do that? That was his superpower.
I think that's how it started. And he was great at it.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, I agree with you, it's gotten weird. It's gotten worse. And he talks to himself. He laughs. He makes these jokes that nobody else is in on.
He's disinterested too.
Yeah. I think he's run his course with it.
I don't even know. Like, it used to be that the broadcasters would go to whatever city they're broadcasting from on Friday. All right. They'd watch practice, full practice or walkthrough on Friday, spend time at the facility. Then Saturday night is when they do the official interviews on behalf of the network with whoever the play-by-play guy is and the sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday you do the game. I've been told that, I can't say for Romo, I don't know Romo, but a handful of the more senior broadcasters fly in on Sunday.
Really?
Or even Saturday night. And all the stuff they do is on like a Zoom call or something.
Right.
Like, they're not going there and actually touching the flesh anymore. But I'll tell you, like, it depends what you want from an analyst. Do you want a guy to tell you what they just saw, period, stop? Or do you want a guy like pre-snap to tell you, oh, I see the defense is in a, you know, a too high safety look. Watch out for this. Or, you know, we aren't obliged to a run. And not everyone does both well.
Right.
But I'd tell you the guy now who I think does both well, really well, Greg Olsen.
I think he's the best.
I think Greg Olsen is right now the best analyst on TV.
I don't think there's a doubt.
I think TJ Watt's come a long way as a guy who never did it before. I think he's an easy listen with Ian. But I think Greg Olsen gives you both. I think pre-snap, he sees stuff he tells you about. And post-snap, he breaks it down so we understand.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, and I do think Brady's gotten better too. But I don't get hung up on it. The only thing with Tony Romo is I agree with you. You'd like a combination of both. You'd like to be able to have the feel that he has an idea coming. It doesn't have to be every play, but every once in a while on a big play, you can give us what you think or what you're seeing. I think that makes a lot of sense, and it was perfect when he started. He was unbelievable at it. And then you want the after. But what's with him, it's not even so much on the every call. It's the noises he's making.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's gotten weird. Yeah. It's almost bizarre.
And don't forget,
he's become like a caricature of himself.
Nance,
he's
buying into him. Like Nance fired Phil Simms.
Right.
Because Phil farted in the booth. And Nance was like, that's it, we're done. And then he brought in, handpicked, you know, Tony Romo and stabbed Phil Simms in the back.
Right.
Now, I like Jim Lott, great guy, other than to Phil Simms. But, you know, and a legendary broadcaster.
Yeah.
But I don't think Nance is the problem either.
No.
I think Nance is as solid as he's always been.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Al Michaels has lost his fastball.
Al Michaels doesn't give any energy on any
big play. He also doesn't see anything.
Well, I mean,
that's part of it. He's also 80.
He's able to describe what he sees on somewhat of it. That's not the issue. Like, if he were to just, there's no extra inflection on anything of importance.
Right, like game
whatsoever.
Like 10 seconds not, left, touchdown.
He does not elevate to the moment at all.
Yeah, he's still
Sports. Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I'm not trying to take that. I'm just saying that's the issue with him. Romo has weird conversations to himself, makes himself laugh.
It's awkward.
Weird noises. He's buying into that. Like, it was almost like a joke when he first started. He was the guy who did the predictions and saw football.
Great.
He was great. And then a little bit of like, oh, here we go, Jim. And like, we would laugh at him for that a little bit, but it was like, we could live with it.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like he's buying into that and having fun with that. It's like, like, what
the
hell
is
that?
He wants to be there. I think he's done.
Yeah,
I think he shows up because he gets $1 million a game.
Yeah,
having the contracts up, I think he probably disappears into the sunlight.
Yeah,
and you know, plays golf the rest of his life.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like he wants to be there. He's having fun being there. Outside of like a big Kansas City, Cincinnati AFC Championship game where you got to get pumped up for it, and you just don't get that vibe from him anymore.
Not at all.
But I'm also not one of these. I'm not a huge announcer critiquer.
Neither am I.
Unless the guy's so bad that he ruins your enjoyment of watching the game. And that, for me, unfortunately, on TV, is Kevin Harlan. I cannot watch a TV game. And I know everyone loves him. Basketball, great. Radio, great. TV.
A little much?
I can't. It's just stop. Please stop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm begging you. Just take a breath. Once. Just once.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when a jackass runs on the field, his calls are the best.
Yeah.
So
he does.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's rare that a broadcast would have a major impact on how I view the game, but I have to admit, like, I do think Olsen's as good as I hear.
And he's the best.
And I have to admit, Romo's getting to the point where he's.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A distraction.
By the way, imagine you're Greg Olson, and you're making $10 million a year as the number one analyst, and then along comes Tom Brady, and you go from 10 mil to 3 mil, and you're doing the same job. You're still doing one game a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you lost 7 mil a year. Yikes. I'll give you a story no one ever heard before about Greg Olson.
Okay. Tell us, Uncle Craigie.
I guess it was either 2016 or 17, all right? I wasn't quite sure if Boomer was in for a good 20-25-year run. He clearly has been and is. All good, right? And he was mad at me for saying that.
Look at this.
So Greg Olson came on as a guest when he was still playing for the Panthers, right? And I thought he was terrific. And I, in my head, I was like, I think he had even done, during a bye week, I think he did a game, like on TV, like
yeah,
he was the analyst
during
a bye week at the end of his career. And we were all like, man, that Greg Olson's going to be great. Greg Olson's got a future in the media. Greg Olson might be a great sports talk show host.
Is that a fact?
So there was a week where Boomer was going to be off, and I was not going to be off at the same time. And Greg Olson was going to fill in for Boomer for a week. With the notion being, if the big fella ever said, you know what? I'm done. I had a replacement for him. And I thought he was going to be great. Like, I knew this guy was going to be great. So he's going to come in and do a whole week of radio as my co-host, all right? Mm-hmm. And then his brother did something really stupid and got in a lot of trouble at college. And Greg called me and said, I can't come to New York. I got to take care of the situation with my brother. We'll take a rain check on it. The rain check never happened. Me and Boomer went, did our thing, whatever. But we were this close to having Greg Olson as a host on The Fan.
Wow.
How about that?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Local kid, right? He's from New Jersey.
I don't know where he's from.
I think he's from New Jersey.
No idea.
I think he's from New Jersey.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, bring him back home. There you go. Anthony.
We're good. We're good. We're all good.
You good now?
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
When's the summer schedule?
Unnamed producer. Here's Anthony. What do you got, Anthony?
Hey, guys. So I want to put something out there in the universe. I'm a Jets fan.
Yes.
And I'm tired of my kids asking me why they have to be Jets fans.
Fair enough.
So maybe if I put something into the universe, it'll come true and speak
sure.
into existence.
Why not? I like it.
Mendoza is a nice, Bible study guy. What happens if he turns out to be our Eli and says, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to Sin City where the Raiders are. I want to be a Jet. Well, I mean, do you think that's something that could happen?
Hold on. Slow that down and say that one more time.
All right. So Eli Manning didn't want to go to the Chargers, wind up with
right,
the Giants.
Right.
What happens if the nice Bible guy Mendoza turns around and says, you know what? I don't want to go to Sin City. I don't want to go to Las Vegas. It's full of sinners. I want to come to New York for the Jets.
My first reaction would be New York is not full of sinners.
No, there's a lot less sinners than Vegas. I'm known for sinning.
I gotta be honest.
It is called Sin City, right?
I'm pretty sure we could keep pace with Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure about that. Look, just because the team's in Las Vegas doesn't mean that Mendoza's going to be walking the strip looking for coke and hookers, on the Tuesday day off. You know, it's like you can live on the outskirts of a town.
Mm-hmm.
And, the funny thing is we still call them the New York Giants and New York Jets. You can play for the Giants and Jets and never step foot in New York.
Mm-hmm.
New York City for sure.
Yeah.
Like that can happen. So while I love the idea, I do not think it's happening, especially because – who do you think's making the phone call to Mendoza about becoming a Raider? His name is Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you that Mendoza idolizes him. Because what quarterback wouldn't? So when Tom Brady picks up the phone and says, how do you feel about possibly being the starting quarterback for the team that I own? The answer is, yes, sir. I'd love that, sir. Thank you, sir.
He's not passing up on being the number one
pick. He is not.
For the Raiders over the Jets?
No, he's not.
I mean, Mother Teresa wouldn't make that decision.
Nobody would make that decision. As much as I'd love Mendoza to be a Jet, we had our chance to get him.
Mm-hmm.
We had our chance to get him. By the way, you guys had your chance, obviously, to get him if you wanted him. I know you don't want him.
Don't want him.
But you had your chance to get him.
Wanted those picks, though.
Yeah, but yeah, you wanted the number one pick.
Oh, I wanted that number one pick.
But
so
you didn't
bad.
Want it for the same reason as I did.
No.
Right.
And I wanted it because think of where the Giants would be right now. I know fifth overall is still a very good pick, but they would have the number one pick, Harbaugh coming, the ability to make all these trades. You could not have gone into next season. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, listen, I root for a team that passed on Dan Marino. I root for a team that didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. I root for a team.
A lot of teams.
Yes, but I don't care. I don't care about my team. Well, yeah. So,
I care about my team.
Yeah, I'm there with it.
So?
But my team's worse.
But unfortunately, they are.
Exactly.
For you. But I'm just saying, both teams got hurt by this.
Here's Johnny and Massapequa on the fan. Johnny, what do you got?
All right. Hey, Craigie. How you doing, C-Mac?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. So I called based on a little bit of motivation. So I've been getting into arguments with guys at my job all day. And it's at the end of the day, it's tough being a Jet fan.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. I got to see Saleh looking like Saleh. Phenomenal defensive coordinator.
He is.
He was old school Saleh yesterday.
Yeah,
that's
He's just a great defensive coach. There's no two ways around it.
Tremendous. You cannot count that team out. Their defense is going to be prepared, everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at Sam Darnold, number one seed. Okay, if we didn't draft Sam Darnold, then we could have had Josh Allen. So now you got two guys in the playoffs. And you got Aaron Rodgers playing tonight, and the New England Patriots are back. So basically, all Jet fans are basically miserable. Even though we have picks, do we really trust this guy to make the right pick?
We do not. No. And by the way, that's not a knock on him, but we've been through this before and been burned before. We thought Joe Douglas was going to be great because of the Jamal Adams trade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look what he did. He fleeced them.
Bingo.
All right. He's going to be fantastic. And by the way, he had a couple of really good drafts. He had some great picks, obviously. You're here for 6 years. Most guys at least hit on a couple of them. But Muji's going to have to earn it. Yeah. Muji's going to have to earn it. No, and by the way, I've never met him. Sure, he's a good guy. He's going to have to earn it. And that means you have to get the next 2 years' drafts damn near perfect. Because like you said, what, we have five number one picks?
Yeah, over the next 2 years.
Yeah, you have to get every one of those picks right. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you do, the New York Jets are going to be a good football team.
Yeah.
Good football.
Well, you got to get the quarterback, though.
Of course.
That's the thing. You have to get the quarterback.
Right.
You're not going to be a good football team without the quarterback. You just can't. It doesn't work that way anymore. You can give me all the nonsense about you could have this guy, a bridge quarterback. You know, you need your franchise guy if you want to be a winning franchise.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.